Welcome to The Clever Cookster, your ultimate window into the kitchens of the world's best cooks. I'm your host, Cara Rota. Our guest today is Chef Antonio Iocchi from Zoe's Kitchen, a chain of fast casual Mediterranean restaurants. He's here today to talk to us about the benefits of a Mediterranean diet. Chef Antonio, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you very much for having me. Good morning.
Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor. You know that we think food is probably the most important thing ever, but now we have scholarly proof to support our obsession. There's a new podcast being launched by our friends at The Great Courses Plus called Food, A Cultural Culinary History. It's a really fascinating and unique look at how food and eating have impacted all of human history, from war to art to technology, exploration, and a whole lot more. Just search for Food, A Cultural Culinary History on Apple Podcasts or Google Play. And now, back to our podcast. So tell us first, you know, the Mediterranean diet is something that we hear about so often, but talk a little bit about the diet in general and its benefits and why you think it's a great opportunity for maybe this time of year, people who are looking to jumpstart their nutrition a little bit.
Okay, first, like, you know, let me just tell you that I'm very passionate about this type of diet, not only for a period of the time of the year, but just like a lifestyle. It's a perfect lifestyle because it's a perfect type of balanced food that you can have every day. It can really help you, you know, with just living your life correctly, pretty much. You know, a good balance of vegetables, legumes, good amount of protein, but not, you know, not an excessive way. You know what I mean? Especially for the red meat, you know, maybe once a week. And, you know, definitely like white meat, like, you know, chicken. And a lot of seafood also, but mostly a lot of vegetables, some grains, and also nuts are very good, you know, in your diet. You know, everything has to be balanced to the right amount. Now, the fact that I'm so passionate about this diet, of course, because I'm originally from the Mediterranean area, I'm Italian, and all those countries around the Mediterranean, we are so lucky not only for the quality of food that we have. But I think the reason why we have this quality of food also is due to the climate that we have in the Mediterranean that really creates a perfect environment for growth, incredible ingredients, full with healthy nutritional. So, and then again, all those cultures around the Mediterranean create really almost like a, how you want to say it, but really a lifestyle around the food and around the things, how to engage with food in a healthy way. So I'm trying, in our menu, I'm trying to really duplicate that type of lifestyle with ingredients that we can find locally here, but also some ingredients that we import from the Mediterranean itself, and try to create a recipe that are balanced, they are simple, but again, still full of flavors.
Let's talk about some of those specific ingredients. You mentioned lean proteins, lots of vegetables, legumes, but what are some of the specific items that you really love that you think are crowd pleasers and you use a lot when you're coming up with meals for the restaurant?
Okay. There are, again, when I'm talking about protein, seafood is definitely one of the most healthy protein out there. So we try to definitely utilize a lot of seafood in our menu. And at the same time, we have, you know, we have chicken and beef. We introduce lamb, but that is one of the best, you know, red meat out there with a good quality of fat and you know, a good amount of protein with also very good flavor, you know, especially in the Mediterranean type of recipe. Then also, as a protein, there is also a lot of protein coming from vegetables. Like, you know, we have a hummus that is fantastic. We use like the best quality of chickpeas right there that, you know, without any type of preservative, very natural product. And we make our hummus every day in our restaurant from scratch. And that's why, you know, that our guests love it so much because it's really a very good recipe. Another protein that we use also is, you know, we use some beautiful white beans that we cook a little bit more like a Tuscan style because there is, you know, some roasted garlic and fresh rosemary and extra virgin olive oil. And that is a great side also, but again, still full of protein. We have a quinoa salad that has been very, very popular for the past few years. And last year, I just upgrade the recipe. I just made it a little bit more with my vision of what's supposed to be. It can really work very good. And we just introduced, we didn't introduce yet. We're about like a month away, some great falafel that we will cook, bake, not fry, because again, we don't have fry in our restaurant and we don't have microwave in our restaurant. We try to make everything so simple in the cooking process. So it can be roasted, baked, seared or grilled, try to alter the, you know, the nutrition of the items, adding too much, you know, fat or in some case of frying, you know, bad fat. So that's pretty much, you know, what we're trying to balance the protein coming from lean meat protein, but also from a lot of vegetables and legumes.
So focusing on some of those healthier preparations like baking, roasting, braising. I'd love to hear some of your tips for making hummus at home. I think that all of our listeners who have tried and maybe with varying results, what are some of your tips for getting a really great hummus from scratch?
Well, first things you need to start with ingredients, you know, that's every recipe start with those. And in my style of cooking, I like to be very simple in the step. I like to not add too many ingredients, but I like to have the best ingredients that I can use. And that, you know, many chefs say that, but you know, really in a Mediterranean cuisine, since there are not that many seasoning or not that many coverage, you know, say for the flavors, you know, a camouflage sometimes I would like to call it myself, you need to really have good ingredients. So first things, the best quality of chili peppers that you can find. Natural, no preservative. Take a look back. You know, if you want to use canned one, that's fine. But let's make sure there is no phosphates or any type of preservative. That really will give you a nice, clean flavor of the chili peppers. You can also use a dry and the reconstituted chili peppers, and then you need to boil them and cook it a little longer. So take a little longer, but also those are actually fantastic done in their way. We use garlic, you know, we roasted a little bit, lemon juice, and a good quality, very good quality of tahini. Very good quality of tahini. It's very important also, you know, again, without any type of preservative inside. The most simple, straightforward tahini you can find. So lemon juice, salt, pepper, a little bit tiny of roasted garlic and tahini. That's pretty much the recipe right there. But all those four or five ingredients are the highest that we can find.
So it's really about that simple preparation and relying on the quality of the ingredients to get the flavor that you want.
Talk
a little bit about the food that you grew up eating and sort of how coming from a Mediterranean culture inspired you in coming up with the menu for this restaurant.
Okay. Well, I was very lucky, again, to be born in a beautiful part of this world and from Italy. And I was also very lucky to have a family, for both sides of my family, be very, very passionate about food. So with my grandmothers and my mothers, we always have very good food on the table. So I have a lot of family that also had farms or, you know, make a cultivation for olive trees to make oils or wine. So I was a city boy, but having this family on the countryside, we, during those years, during the crop of those specific items, like whether it be tomato or olives or grape or wine, we always go out for the weekend and get those things taken care of. And also, there was some incredible food around those events. So that's, you know, the passion for food and for good ingredients and for tradition and for things happening during the year has been always something that I grew up with. Then I get so passionate about it that I start to kind of study into it. So I went to culinary school in Italy, and I was start to travel around the Mediterranean a little bit for working and just visiting sometimes. So I was so passionate about get the really the cultural part of the food, the connection with ingredients, the local ingredients and tradition from every type of ethnic group also that you will find around the Mediterranean. So imagine Mediterranean has 21 countries pretty much touching the sea, and anywhere from Spain to Italy, France, Greece, Israel, Turkey, Morocco, and, you know, Tunis, and all of them, they share one thing in common. They have the best ingredients. They like their food to be simple. And again, I like to repeat myself on this, simple and just with few ingredients, but well-balanced and with a very good specific technique. So when you travel around this country, they are so passionate about it. You can, you know, like I am, but you can even go to La Marina, let's say, in Sicily, and start to talk with a fisherman, and it will tell your ear off about just one type of fish that he loves to cook in one way, or maybe one pasta that his wife is doing one way. Or you can go to Spain, and the same thing you will find a lot. All the passion around something like a paella or like a romesco sauce, and why they're doing that way. Same thing in France or back to Israel right now. Actually, there is a huge movement around food in a city like Tel Aviv. There are so many good restaurants and a lot of young chefs. They really kind of put a twist on the Mediterranean classic, just on the presentation side most of the time, and the kind of some texture. But the ingredients are still based on very simple recipe, and the kind of showcase the quality of the ingredients and just the simplicity of combination of flavors. So it's a treat. I go back at least a couple times a year to really actually enjoy myself and kind of try new things and try to kind of discover new area. And one thing you can see is that those people, and they really look healthy, you know, especially if you go in a very, a little bit more remote area, you know. You can see people that, old people that really still do a lot of walking, do a lot of things around, and they're eating very balanced. And you ask them how old they are, you know, the, you know, late 70s or 80s, and they just look great. You know, I have my wife, she's from Sardinia, is an island in the Mediterranean, and a few years ago, I think 2 or 3 years ago, there was an article on National Geographic that was probably one of the most longevity our place in the world, together with Okinawa, I think, and just to do to the diet, to the Mediterranean diet, and the lifestyle that these people pretty much experience every day. Simplicity of the ingredients and polluted ingredients and a simple recipe. That's what I'm trying every day to bring to Zoe's Kitchen with our recipe, with our food.
Absolutely. And I think those principles, having good quality ingredients, really focusing on vegetables and vegetable protein, and really making things delicious are tips that everyone can take into their diets this year. So thank you so much for coming to talk with us.
Thank you very much for me again. Thank you.
Chef Antonio is kind enough to join us from Zoe's Kitchen today. And tune in next time on The Clever Cookster for more tips and tricks from the kitchens of the world's best cooks.